You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. Hey guys, Chris here. Here's a shout out to all our subscribers. You're what keeps OneOfUs.net up and running. And we've got so much coming for you, including more video versions of the reviews and shows, commentaries, and, because it seems like a lot of you may not always check the front page, contests all the time for subscribers to win big prizes. Like right now, we've got the complete Twilight Zone on Blu-ray, up to win for one lucky Time Lord or above subscriber. And I'm doing this. I'm extending the contest date till the second week of February. More time to enter, more time to win, and new contests will be going live next week. Keep your eye on the front page of OneOfUs.net for regular new chances for us to say thank you to the subscribers who keep us running.
Welcome to the Lego Your Life Sucks Because Your Dad Was Awful movie.
I was going to say the Lego Mega Referencing movie.
Let's say the Lego, you know, you're the richest person in the world, but you can't afford a little therapy. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Lego, my ego.
No, we're not reviewing Stranger Things.
Oh, spoilers. Spoilers, there are waffles.
Well.
There are. Now, this is the, I guess, sequel is inappropriate, I guess, because they're actually doing aren't they actually planning a real proper Lego movie 2, I believe?
Yeah.
A Lego story.
You're like my partner at the breakfast pub, he knows this stuff better.
Yeah, that's my role.
Apparently. Yeah.
This is
someone still plays with Legos.
This is like getting like Metal Gear, it's like Lego movie, Batman, side story, 676.
I was more of a Bionicles guy.
Fucking course you were.
Dude, I would play with Legos now, except like you have to be making like at least six figures to afford a place.
That's true. Especially the ones with like some kind of brand on it.
Oh yeah, no, it's like I saw, you know, a lot of the Marvel stuff, a lot of the a lot of the DC stuff, and you know, any kind of sci-fi. The Star Wars stuff is awesome, but yeah, it's like that'll be $1,200. No one likes the Millennium Falcon that much.
When I was a kid, they just sold you a bucket of Legos. That's all there was,
right.
and then they would every once in a while put out one of those. This is a special design thing, and it would be really expensive, and no one would have them because they were like, yeah, that's for like weird dads.
Yeah, no, they had like
and now it's all the place.
You can build a neighborhood, or you could go to space, and those were your two choices. Fuck you.
Yeah, I did
have
the astronauts.
You guys had plastic back then?
No, ours were made out of wood and gravel.
So I think this is the second best Lego thing I've seen in the past 6 months or so. The first best is that gif of the shark looking straight up like this. Ah, I stepped out of Lego! Yeah, that was awesome. That was brilliant. That was actually written by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, gif, so.
No, it wasn't.
It could have been, but
our fans are gullible.
I believed it. I was like, there are writers for gifts.
Bo, our fans all know that gullible is not a real word.
Yes, it's right next to my picture in the encyclopedia.
All right, so let's actually talk about the Lego Batman movie. Jesus Christ, look at this cast. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, Doug Benson was in that?
Dude, there's so many. They got, like, Kate McCucci to do, like, Clayface, who has, like, yeah, he's basically just roaring.
Well, you're underselling it. Mariah Carey. Yeah. Mariah Carey herself is in this movie.
Strangely cast in the film for no apparent reason other than, I guess we got Mariah Carey.
Hey, it's Mariah Carey! Yeah.
Hey, but the one big cast I'm really happy about is that we have Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face.
Finally.
Finally gets to be Two-Face. Which is...
it is a nice touch.
Which is a joke just like a lot of the other jokes in here. This movie written by people who clearly have watched and rewatched and rewatched and rewatched and rewatched every Batman thing.
Franchise.
Every bit of
ever
media.
Been made. Because this movie is about all those other movies more than it's even about the movie itself.
And it's about being a better person.
I think, I got more of that than this. And I'm a huge DC guy, more than you, but you seem to feel a little bit overwhelmed by the Easter eggs, whatever you want to call it, the shout outs. I love them, but I didn't think it overwhelmed.
See, I see how somebody can get overwhelmed, but it didn't do the thing that I hate where you'll be in a movie and the movie wants to appear smart.
And Stan Lee shows up?
Oh my god!
God, it's Stan Lee! see. He's right there.
Well, no, but you got critics who are like, look, I know that reference. This is so great.
I hate that guy.
And it's like, with this one, the references are so fast that if you were just a moderate Batman fan like I am, just like moderate, like I've seen the animated series and I've seen Justice League and I read some of the comics, but I don't know like everything, you're going to get a critical mass of them, so you're not going to feel left out.
Yeah, I was actually kind of worried watching the whole thing. There were some kids in the audience, not a lot, but I didn't hear that many like kids laughter. Like once in a while when something like goofy happened, but I think some of the references were so fast and so like from another time.
And some really obscure.
Yeah. Condiment Man?
Yeah, Condiment Man. I didn't know that one.
I didn't know.
No, that's a real That's a real character.
It's a real character. And
yeah, Chris Herman is like, oh, Batman the Animated Series, right?
Yes.
The last time I remember seeing Condiment Man was in Chuck Dixon's Batgirl Year One.
Yeah, they put him in the fridge when they were done.
Wait, so Condiment Man actually is a guy who has...
Yeah, but, you know, the thing, the reason that you know you don't know him is he didn't have much of a shelf life. Oh, God.
I'm mad because you did that better than me.
He's mostly corn syrup.
And vinegar.
yeah, but I mean, like, those kinds of references, it's kind of funny. The guy squirts, like, ketchup and mustard, and then there were, you know, like, other weird-looking things. But
glad it wasn't mayo.
What's that?
Bad joke.
Oh, that would have been stinky.
Hey, man, mayo is delicious. I don't want to hear about it.
Throwing guy?
That was the guy
That was Egghead, who was actually a 1966 Batman. Yeah.
Vincent Price played him.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Batman got weird in the 60s.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of referencing specifically to that.
Well, it was his backup personality that he programmed into himself.
I mean, I will say this is a nice companion piece as well to that recent DC Animated Universe Batman 66 animated thing they did. Batman and Robin with the return of Adam West and everything. Because that was also almost all, like, once it got going, it was like, this is this universe, and now we're just going to throw in references left and right to stuff, like little snarky.
I mean, in a way, like, and it might be a flaw, because, I mean, I think the like, one of the best things in this movie is the opening. And, you know, because they throw the kitchen sink at you, and it's like, you know, like a Gatling gun of jokes. Kind of similar to the way that the first Lego movie was. And I felt that was really one of the high points of the movie, if not the high point. Everything else I really enjoyed, but like it starts you off high and I don't think it ever gets back to that.
And the story is such, Will Arnett, once again from the Lego movie, plays Bruce Wayne / Batman, although mainly Batman. He's very reluctant to become Bruce Wayne in this film. And in the beginning, he's like, he is the greatest hero in the world. He effortlessly defeats every Batman villain that there is by being the ultimate badass. And everyone's like, we love you, Batman. You're the best.
Even Killer Croc gets to be useful.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he goes home to his sad mansion.
Yeah, and watches BET.
He has to eat a sad lobster thermidor.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound that bad, actually.
I know. That's
he was eating the shell, though.
Yeah. Well, that was not the right way to eat lobster.
Hey, not all billionaires, man. Not all billionaires.
I liked the Lego lemon slice. Like, that's the best part of it.
Which was weird because that was also part of the Lego egg.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it's a yellow disc.
Okay.
That's all it, you know. at some point, size-wise, scale-wise, you can't go farther with this is a Lego representation of something.
True. You're a nerd. Anyway,
why? No, I just know how spatial relation works.
That makes you a double nerd. Am I wrong, Chris Herman?
No, you're not wrong.
If you're in this room, you're probably a nerd of some kind.
That's true. Well, this
I'm
movie,
not a nerd. Yeah. Nerds are smart.
Well, I got laid in high school, so fuck all the rest of you.
Anyway, yes, he's lonely, but he doesn't want to admit he's lonely because he's Batman. But all his life gets shaken up when basically the Joker goes, wait, you don't think I'm your greatest nemesis? And gets all butthurt about it and decides he's going to have a whole evil plan to finally make Batman realize, no, I'm important to you. Meanwhile, Michael Cera Zach Galifianakis as the Joker. Meanwhile, Michael Cera as Dick Grayson is a little orphan who backasses his way into becoming Bruce Wayne's ward and almost instantly becomes
Robin. They never used the word ward in this. He is his adopted son.
True.
Because Ward is kind of creepy.
It's really creepy. It basically means, like, next victim.
Yeah, I love that he shows up the Robin's suit. Barbara Gordon's like, is that your son? He's like, no, no, that'd be weird. He's like, well, it's, be weirder actually, if he wasn't. Your son.
Then it just means that you're grooming him.
It's just like, I'm a grown man that likes to hang out with young boys. What? So it's innocent.
I mean, the plot such as there is here, which is
I get
pretty...
the Michael Jackson song now.
Oh, yeah. Yo!
The plot such as there is here basically has to do with, yes, he's lonely, he's in denial, he needs anyone in his life, and everyone in his life gathers around him to go, look, you do actually need people, even his villains. The rest of it is all, how many things do we own the rights to that we can throw in here? Much like the original Lego movie. Like, hey, we own the rights to all these characters.
Well, we know
we're
they
throw
don't
them in.
Own the rights to Doctor Who.
We know that they do. Yeah.
There was some negotiation.
Yeah, they didn't even, they didn't say
dogs. British robots.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, our friend Rick was like, man, there was King Kong. How come there wasn't Godzilla? I was like, nobody gets Godzilla.
No one gets Godzilla.
Except for Matt Frank.
No, even he's like, even he has to negotiate every single time.
Yeah. See, the way they had that figure animated, I thought it was Godzilla for like the first 10 minutes it was on screen.
It's a fucking Kraken. What's wrong with you people?
The Kraken is very fungible because there's been many Krakens.
Don't you use your lawyer words on me.
I actually kind of want to see this play out.
There's been the Kraken in the Clash of the Titans. There was a Kraken in
because he had that weird
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, he had the multiple arms too.
There's the Kraken in Clash of the Titans, and then there's your other bullshit.
There was that Kraken that I did during a stint in Baltimore.
There's Kraken in Louisiana.
Yeah, no, I nearly got busted for having a Kraken pipe in my car one time.
You guys. Wow,
it's a kid's movie.
It's a type of rum.
It's not really a kid's movie, though. Like, it's not, this movie is not meant for children.
Yeah, this is like, again, you know, the first Lego movie was like this. It is a Warner Brothers movie. It's a Warner Brothers cartoon. There's a certain level where the adults go, I see what we did there, and a certain level where the kids are going, wow, that's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty, but like, it's meant for 30-year-olds.
Much like the Lego movie, it's extremely frantic. There's constantly stuff, parts moving. It's very colorful. Very little kids are going to enjoy it just because of, whoa, look at all this stuff going on. And there's a lot of like physical humor and goofiness like that level, but this may be the number one animated film I've ever seen that's ostensibly for kids, but the bulk of it is really for people who are really older people who know a lot about Batman. Yeah. And by older, I mean like 14 and up.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like for some reason the Easter egging smacked you in the face the wrong way here.
I'm not offended by it. I just don't get that.
I know, but I didn't see that it was that big of a thing. I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot of parts of that movie that you're not going to get as much out of it the younger you are, unless you're just like deep into it. Like, unless you're in middle school and you just spent all your time just like watching the 66 Batman and watching the animated feature from the early 90s. Like, I can actually graph the enjoyment by age if you go from like Chris to me to other Chris to Martin. Like, Martin was just having an awesome time with that movie because he remembers like the 1966 one.
I love the way you phrased it. I was literally expecting you to pull up a PowerPoint presentation.
It was
in my head.
Loves graphs.
I do love graphs.
True. Yeah, I think the thing with the Lego movie was the message kind of followed the whole concept of Lego, you know, using your imagination. And that was something that everybody of all ages can kind of relate to. This one, I think the message was a little flimsier. It was, you know, like teamwork and you need friends and stuff like that, which is okay. Every other kid's movie has that message. And I felt like they put that in there to still make it a kid's movie instead of just a collection of references.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I enjoyed it. I think I laughed more in this one than the Lego movie. But I feel like the Lego movie has more of a lasting quality.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I felt like one of the problems is that, you know, that we got to have a message in here and give it the feels. Like, I thought the Lego movie did incredibly well. Mm-hmm. Here it feels a little more crowbarred in. I mean, it's natural to the character of Batman, but it's also not the most original thing in an animated film. And it's kind of, it's pushed in so much at points, I'm just like, okay, I'm bored of the referencing to some point, but I'd prefer you go back to that.
Well, I think they made a choice. Like, I think a very, I mean, it's a valid choice. They said, you know, either we can have this entire full arc or we can just be frantic. Cause I don't think he can really do both. I think that's really, really hard. Cause like they actually had this, they had the best Batman arc in any movie I've seen of a Batman movie.
If you will.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Like,
it was Arkhammy. That's right.
Yeah, they did. Arkham. That's what this movie is.
They did in like 20 minutes what it took the Nolan movies, three movies to do, with like the central character growth of Batman is going, you know, you may open, by opening yourself up to people, get hurt, but you gotta keep going. And like, they did that in 20 minutes. It's a very simple message that most Batman comics and media just fucking belabor.
And you don't have to retire and move to Paris
it's just like,
to do
Jesus,
it.
Man.
Did Batman and the Nolan movies even have an arc?
They tried, but like they did this, they did the weird ass thing with the third movie where they were just like, we're going to get too ambitious.
Can you imagine if that third movie had been like Point Perfect where you had just been like, everything after that would have been like, no, it's no Nolan trilogy.
Yep. Yeah.
But they fucked it up and it's almost good they fucked it up.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
Now Batman has a chance
no.
to come back as Will or not.
Or Ben Affleck.
Or Ben Affleck, yes.
Ben Affleck's not a bad Batman.
He's not.
Yeah. Well, now that he's no longer directing or writing the Batman film as originally promised to give us all hope, I'm a little less excited.
You know, I'm fine with that because I'd rather not see a Batman movie that he ends up in Florida at the end of it staring out with a monologue.
I think
that's how all Affleck movies, yeah, that's how all his movies end.
I think it'll be hysterical if they'll be like, Batman, something's wrong in his back, so Dick Grayson is Batman in this movie. Like, well, where's Ben Affleck? I couldn't be here. He was busy. So some of the cast in this film we haven't even talked about. Like you said, you mentioned Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
His mama named him Ralph, so I'm calling him Ralph.
It's pronounced
Fiennes.
Jean-Paul Ralph.
What the fuck is wrong with him? Ralph, motherfucker, do you speak it?
He's Alfred. Jenny Slate is Harley Quinn. Hector Elizondo is James Gordon. Conan O'Brien is the Riddler.
Because of course he is.
Jason Mantzoukas is the Scarecrow. Doug Benson is Bane. Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman. To be fair, most of these people have very little to actually say.
They get a line or two.
I was getting to Channing Tatum as Superman. He gets a little more to do than everybody else in here. Jonah Hill. Wow, Jonah Hill only got Green Lantern. I don't even remember Green Lantern saying anything in that.
Yeah, no, he was in the Lego movie. Basically, everybody who played something in the Lego movie, for the most part, they're playing the same role
Eddie Izzard is Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, they kind of grab bag their cast. It's like they went to, you know, Upright Citizens Brigade on you know, famous guest night, and we're just like, hey, who's got a voice and wants
true,
to say something?
True. Come on, you got, on
like
guys.
Garfunkel and Oates, Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm are playing respectively Poison Ivy and Clayface for some reason.
I love Chris Hardwick, of course, is in this with all these other people, but he's not listed. Who
no.
Is he like the newscaster? I'm
surprised he didn't actually play Chris Hardwick.
I'm surprised we didn't see like something at the end credits like, we're going to talk about the movie you just watched.
Right?
And that's a real thing that's going to be.
It probably was at the end of the film.
Like the Talking Dead about
he's
the movie.
He's my second least favorite Chris.
Well, I'm not going to ask.
I don't even know how to say that. Like, no,
I
want to
know.
That's mostly,
I'm going to assume I fall under first. But on that note, let's go to final thoughts. Elliot, why don't you lead us off?
You know, I really like this movie. I thought it was better in some ways than the Lego movie, but it fell down in that it didn't accomplish as much as the Lego movie did because it made the choice that the Lego movie didn't. Lego movie managed to fit in frantic with a lot of heart. But to get the heart in the Lego movie, they had to step outside the Lego at one point, which sort of broke the movie up for me. This movie said,
outside the Lego.
Yeah. We don't want to have Will Ferrell come on at one time, which is really fucking awkward. We want to just be frantic. So we're going to be frantic. It's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. I think it leans a little bit too much on its references at points. But if you get those references though, it's fucking fun as shit. I just had a great time and the animation is so impressive. I can't imagine that this is mundane to us now. Mm-hmm. Like we watch this, we're like, yeah, I know, it's fine. It's 2017, and this is amazing.
I'm surprised there's not a supervillain named Jaded who just makes everybody feel like shit by going, oh, good for you.
I mean, nobody wants to be named if a bad Aerosmith.
Wait,
song.
Maybe he's Christian Bale.
Yeah, exactly.
So for all those reasons, like, I got to give this at least a 9. I wish Scott Pilgrim was in this movie out of 10.
Sarah?
That's a high rating.
Scott Pilgrim is in this movie. He plays Robin.
That's right.
That's true. Why joke is. That one is joke. I get. In Russia, this is how we laugh.
Brain and brain, not work.
One.
I agree with Elliot on a lot of things. I think the thing about the Lego movie is it encapsulated what makes Lego special. That, like, you can follow the instructions and still create something cool, or you could completely use your imagination and make something amazing. And it's, I think that was a unique message that we didn't really get here. The message here is, you know, you can rely on your friends. Loneliness is bad or something, which I think is not...
Unless your father's not around, and then you're going to turn out like a psychotic.
Yeah. I mean, that's not... I don't even think that's a great message. I think everybody should have alone time.
True.
Sometimes, sometimes for some people, that takes days, hours, weeks,
I can only imagine months. If Michael Cera was the person you lived with as Robin, you'd be like, I need alone time two minutes after this.
I need alone time, so I'm going to kill you.
So they had two cast members from Arrested Development, and they had the, like, we finish each other's, and they didn't say sandwiches? Come on!
They said sandcastles.
I think that's close enough of a reference.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
That's not the precision Sarah needs.
So, like, anything the cat
is attacking the television set because he thinks the arrow is a fly. So let's move that arrow out of the way there.
My issue is this. I'm glad it was a Lego movie, but I'm kind of like, why? Why is it a Lego movie? I will say.
Because it's Legos.
Like, why? I mean, why?
What
why
were they going to call it? 20th Century Woman? Come on. it would have been weird.
I also don't really like having celebrity voices for, like, celebrity voice sake.
Here. You should hire ordinary people.
Yeah.
No, celebrities are better.
But I think a lot of them did a great job. I think Will Arnett is the best, like, kids Batman by far.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis, I don't think he did the Joker very well.
I'm actually right there with you on that one. He was probably the thing I had the most, not the scripting for him, but just his delivery. I was like never on board with his version of the Joker.
It wasn't over the top and you know, he
wasn't
laugh?
Jokerish. No.
Did he laugh?
He laughed once at the beginning and it's just like ha 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 ha.
Like I actually thought that they were going to like, you know, have the Joker in the intro and then like not have any of the traditional Batman villains in there. But like
That's where you're wrong.
And that's where
he did sort of play it like his character from The Hangover. He was like, I just want my wolf pack.
Yeah.
I just want my Batman.
Yeah. So I think some of it was kinda Michael Cera I think did a great job. I didn't realize it was Michael
Sentence
Cera.
I did not think I would hear in 2017.
Yeah, I was kinda like he's good. And Elliot, you're right again. If you get the jokes, you're going to be laughing. If you don't, it's a confusing movie. It's just like a bunch of weird things happening. I got all the jokes because I understand Batman.
Master geek.
I'm cool.
Sarah.
Yes, that's right. So I'm going to give it 7. Are we still doing the like?
Yeah, the arbitrary review.
Yes,
oh my God, you've been gone forever.
I'm going to get you the primer.
7.5. Oh fuck! I stepped on a Lego.
Somebody had to take it.
I'm gonna pull up the One of Us prospectus and just fax it over to you right now.
My partner, Chris Herman. You do it. You, the master, the man who's on more podcasts than anybody but me.
Yeah,
it's all down to this.
My third least favorite.
Jesus Christ.
Do you not know any other Chris's?
I just
though?
Go all the from the bottom.
You should really just stop telling people you like them.
Started from the bottom and now you're here.
I really enjoyed the film. I thought it improved upon the Lego movie in certain ways where, I felt like, I don't know. I guess I had lower expectations of the Lego movie because it's about Legos and it can't be as good. Whereas here, I kind of expected more. I was surprised by it, because of its voice cast. I think they did a fantastic job, you know, minus Zach Galifianakis. Maybe the reason why he was such a middling Joker is because that's kind of part of his character. He is a middling Joker.
True.
He's kind of pathetic, and it's like maybe his voice performance should reflect that.
Yes, it's pathetic to want relationships with people.
I hate
it. It's pathetic for the Joker to want relationships with people.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
the emotions are for the weak and non-psychotic.
Okay, Data.
Yeah, and...
Data has emotions.
And
I don't.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's one. The script I thought was great. The references didn't bother me as much because I think that one, because yeah, like what Elliot said, you don't necessarily have to catch every reference for it to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, of course you have the Condiment King. I think he works because this is goofy. And it's like, yeah, that's real. It's like, that worked for me. I guess the other thing would be, as long as you're making these references and they're funny, then that's okay. Whereas it, like, I hate referencing movies, like something like saying Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's the mother box, but we're not going to tell you what it is. Only the true fans will know what it is. It's just like, and it's just there in the background. Exactly. And it just comes off as kind of really frustrating.
Same thing as the father circle.
What's a mother?
And
that mother box thing, you'll know what it is when I force you to watch the future DC live action movies in the future on the commentary.
Awesome!
That's coming up real soon.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll probably just give it 9 out of 10 reggae man outfits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good,
oh yeah, reggae man.
Man, I gotta hand it to you, Chris Herrmann. Like, I knew that one of us is where you belonged when you schooled me on Condiment Man. I was like, it's funny, they had this character they just totally made up, and he just flat up looked at me. Nope. He's like, no, you moron.
Yeah.
This is a real guy.
How
I was
dare
like,
you not know?
I was like humbled. I was like, I bow to your superior knowledge. There you go.
Don't get cocky.
Yeah.
He has a right to be cocky.
Okay, Han.
So I think that this is exactly what it is, which is, so the guys behind the Lego movie, they slightly contributed to this, but they did not,
they were busy with Han Solo.
Yeah, they were busy with Han Solo. And the Lego movie was such a pleasant surprise because everybody thought that, oh, well, this is going to be an exploitational piece of crap, designed to sell toys. And it turned out to be like, you know, practically this, you know, a slightly metaphysical movie using Legos.
Designed to sell toys.
Designed to sell toys. And I'm fine with that. I don't mind, you know, if we could be a little consumerist
if you earn it, put
a little meat on the sandwich. Exactly. In this, we get a Batman movie that's kind of very much a Batman movie, that is kind of plotted out by the guys that wrote the Lego movie, and then you get other people in between, other people filling in the blanks, and I think that the spackle in between the joists there isn't that strong, in that, you know, I can't form relationships. You should really form relationships. Nope, I don't want to do that. Oh, but if you don't, then everything's going to blow up.
Nope, fine, I will.
That was hilarious.
and you know, yeah, that's, you know, this is nothing that we haven't seen before.
Except for the part where Batman nopes his way
up his way up his chair. And don't think that isn't going to be your latest internet meme. Have fun.
Yeah.
but that said, I think what we, you know, when we strip away, like, okay, well, that stuff's a little trite. I've seen that before. I still think we have a really fun film here. I do not agree that kids are going to watch this and go, like, what the fuck are they talking about? I think there's enough flash and bang in this movie to pull them through any point. Like I said, I watched like 1940s era Looney Tunes when I was a kid. I had no problem going, without knowing what on
That's
earth
true.
They were talking about.
That's true.
Kids okay. love Groucho Marx.
The kids love the Groucho Marx.
All right, Saint Germain.
Exactly. but you know, and there's some bits here. I agree. The Galifianakis is not doing any kind of dynamic work here, which is sad. You kind of need somebody who does at least kind of get the Joker here, even if they're doing a little bit of a Mark Hamill interpretation. But I did like the bit where the whole I can't form relationships is kind of couched in the whole, like, wait, you can't even admit that I'm your worst enemy. The way they do that,
I like to fight around.
I thought that was that
who
was
knew
really
we needed
fun.
Dr. Nerdlove on this.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was a great bit. I, you know, and a lot of what works for the Lego movie works here. It's, you know, it's not up to that level, in my opinion, but I had more fun at this than any Batman movie I've had since Dark Knight came out. So I think that's saying something. And I definitely think this is something that you'll be able to take your kids to and they'll enjoy. And if you are a Batman fan, you're going to find all kinds of shit to laugh at. So I give it a solid 8.5. 8.5 Vincent Price throwing Easter eggs.
Indeed. Yeah, I think the key is here, if you consider yourself a massive Batman fan, this will be, you'll just go, well, that's my favorite movie of the year, hands down. Look, because this is about total and utter worship of Batman as a character, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a criticism.
Actually, yes, there is, but this is not the point that we're going to criticize it.
The point I'm going to criticize it is just
even though we just did.
I love Batman, too, but I also love a bunch of other stuff. And,
do you love Condiment Man?
Will you be quiet, please?
But please!
Shush!
Do you love Doctor Who?
I'm going to... Okay, that's it.
Shh, don't say the name!
There you go.
Oh, okay. Even though it's...
Is it night?
It is night! Oh my god, that actually worked!
Bo is the night!
Bo is the night!
He's Parakeet Man!
Wow.
No. I just got I got overwhelmed, quite frankly, with the referencing. It's just that point where I was like, I didn't really care about the emotional content here, and I actually liked the emotional content in the first Lego movie. I was like, I'm kind of connecting with the story on this thing. And this one I was like, together. Didn't connect. And maybe partially that's because I constantly have a bunch of friends over at my house. I was like, where's the reverse bat? Where's the Flash story? He's like, will you people get the fuck out of my house? No, I'm just kidding. I don't feel that way. I don't know. I guess when it comes down to like, yeah, that baseline of a film, I didn't connect with it at all. I connected with a lot of the Batman jokes that were here because I did, in fact, get all of them except Condiment Man.
All of them, Chris?
All of them.
Really? You couldn't reach that one?
List them right now.
Okay.
Let's go.
Does everybody have an hour and a half? Because that's how many there were.
Encyclopedia to cross-reference.
They even had a Prince reference.
Actually, I'm sure there were probably one or two that slipped by me.
Also, it's a Bat-cyclopedia, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God.
But I did laugh. I laughed throughout this whole thing. I just think there was a point where it was just, I just reached critical mass with the type of humor. I was like, just kind of going, yep, rather than ha-ha. And I started like, ha-ha-ha! I don't know.
That beginning is really strong.
The beginning's really strong, and I think maybe it's almost overwhelms you with it. It so Gatlin guns you with those references.
Badlin.
Even though the rest of the movie doesn't have it up to that, thank you, to that degree, it's still pretty constant, and I was kind of like, okay,
it doesn't go 98 degrees.
Yeah, I'm just exhausted. I'm just a dude. I can only come so many times in 1 2-hour period, is all I'm saying.
Because that's a complaint you have.
No, sit down.
You're a weak man that you can't take all these references. You have to pull sexuality into it.
It's like, oh, that's just too much.
Yeah. Maybe I should study Eastern stuff. I don't know. But,
That's Dr. Strange.
That's it. That is. It's true.
Yeah,
I actually
that's true. There's a lot of Kama Sutra references in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked it. I just didn't love it.
How dare you have a nuanced opinion? Like, you seem afraid that you just said that.
Well, no, because I know I feel like I don't want to say anything that hurts anybody's feelings about it.
Because you know how many people are going to know you're wrong.
No, just
Jesus
people are going to be really passionate about this. People are going to be really passionate about this, and I'm like, that's great. I have no argument. There's nothing inherently bad about this movie. But like a lot of comedies, it just didn't 100% connect with me.
You're saying you're not going to make a change?
No.
For once in your life?
No.
I'm actually going to give this an extra point on my scale just because I don't like that Chris doesn't like this.
Do you know who's going to disagree with you, Chris?
Everyone?
The guys that applaud Stan Lee.
Yeah. Stan Lee! Whoa! Yeah!
Whoa!
Oh, no. You know what? I hate Stan Lee. Saw you up there.
Everybody except for anyone who's ever worked for Marvel Comics in the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
Well, then, the guys who are gonna hate this are the people that love Hail Caesar and like, it's a reference to like 50 years ago Hollywood. I got
Fuck
that.
You, Hail Caesar was
I got that. That was so funny.
Hail Caesar wasn't a masterpiece, but I did in fact really enjoy it. Anyway, yeah, I give this, damn it, fucking all this back and forth made me forget what my arbitrary rating is.
That's fucking.
7.5 out of 10 bat fucks.
That's all that a Robin.
To have to give.
How do bats Never mind.
Are you going to say how to bounce fuck?
Yeah.
In flight, all things with wings fuck when they fly. Because wouldn't you?
No, birds don't.
Butterflies do.
Dragons.
Are we going to end this on a musical number?
Dragons fuck while they fly.
What's you know, this is Robinson.
Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated bats do it.
This is sort of a war game scenario. Only when he moved was not to play, and I made the wrong move. I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.